Making Wine from Roses, A Thorny Tale of Winemaking Adventures, by Hannah Campbell. On the rugged cliffs and winding trails of Bailey Island, Maine, a fragrant dance of rugosa roses, Rosa rugosa, unfolds, their sweet and peppery scent mingling with the salty sea breeze. Amidst the thorny green hedges, these blossoms, in hues of wedding white and popsicle pink, offer nature's gifts in June and September. Cupping these resilient blooms in my hands, I marvel at their perfect creation. The idea of crafting wine from these roses sparked an adventurous fire within me, despite the skepticism of locals and even my husband Mike. Determined to prove them wrong, I embarked on a daring expedition armed with a plastic trash bag and a spaghetti lifter, ready to gather my loot from the rosehip-laden bushes. As tourists paused to inquire about my harvest, I proudly proclaimed my mission to make wine, relishing the unexpected spotlight as if I were the star of a culinary magazine. Yet, the euphoria of discovery soon gave way to the harsh reality of laborious gathering amidst thorns and brambles, transforming my can-do spirit into a chorus of unladylike expletives. Back home in Pennsylvania, armed with my son Andrew's beer-making equipment, I delved into the winemaking process, learning that there's always more to acquire and invest. Laboriously cutting each rosehip in half to dry out the seeds, I grappled with newfound disdain for the very fruit I once admired. Despite the challenges, the fermentation process filled the air with a promising fragrance reminiscent of light sherry, fueling my excitement as I envisioned the success of my creation, Bailey Rose. But alas, the moment of truth arrived 6 months later, when friends gathered for a tasting, only to recoil at the taste, likening it to a potent salad dressing. Disheartened but undeterred, I bid farewell to my pretty pink concoction, realizing that winemaking is a journey paved with both triumphs and failures. And so, with a chuckle and a shrug, I pondered my next adventure, perhaps a dalliance with dandelions?